Oh, that's right.
It's our magical music.
Woo! Oh, we're in the halfway point in April, folks.
Good God, when did that happen?
I don't know.
But we are getting closer to our summer vacations, and I know you and I are smiling big on that one.
Oh, it'll be so well deserved.
Can't come soon enough.
But before summer vacation, I mean, there is so much in store. People think that season has ended because Easter has come and gone, but
no. That
is not the case, my friends. Not the case. Take it from the Vero Insider. This is, we have lots still in store. Many, many weeks
Tons.
Left of good fun and al fresco dining. Gosh, is it beautiful out.
It's spectacular.
This is what makes everyone fall back in love with Florida, and especially Vero Beach and the Treasure Coast. It's just the perfect time of year.
Great weather till probably the end of June, wouldn't you think, Bella?
It's been absolutely wonderful this last week.
Yeah.
Crazy
yeah.
Good.
Golf course is full out there.
Yeah, it's been busy.
I bet that's an understatement. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. And I have a whole bunch of friends in here as we drink pink wine from a can. I know, right? What did she say?
We're six pack of wine, that. Never seen it.
It's so classy. It is perfect for the boat. Perhaps if you charter the Sail Moonraker, you can have some of this on your own personal charter because it's delicious.
It goes well with a round of golf, too.
I bet.
Ice down
good.
In your bag.
Mm-hmm.
Very refreshing.
Right? Bella says, uh-huh. Sure,
oh,
kitty.
Yeah.
Sure, they can bring it.
No coolers around.
Uh-huh.
Allowed.
See?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, just put it in your satchel. Keep it classy.
I was going to say, keep it classy.
Bella's like, girls, stop talking. All right, so who am I here with? I have Kitty Wagner, my partner in crime, co-host, and owner of the Blue Star in downtown Vero, where she, too, has been very busy.
Good Lord, yeah.
Can't get the lady to return a call or a text either, folks, just in case you were wondering.
My hands are worn out, chopping, dicing, slicing, but it's been great. We've been screaming busy.
Right, and so let's see. It's dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Yep.
And people might want to save the date, perhaps make a reservation for the upcoming Mother's Day brunch. Mother's Day is May 8th, just a couple weeks away. So
yep.
If that special mama in your life, let Kitty do all the cooking and cleanup. It's brilliant.
And that's the day after our world famous Kentucky Derby party that we do every year. It benefits special equestrians.
Yeah.
Which is a great cause. And we just love watching the Derby, drinking bourbon and wearing silly hats. How would you? You wouldn't want to miss it.
Fabulous hats.
You're going to make a fabulous house, enter our contest, and maybe win a bunch of money.
That sounds like a good time for anybody. You know
always
you're going to watch it
time.
Anyhow. Why not? With new friends. Kitty, tell us what we have in our glass.
This is called a Recorderlig. It is a strawberry lime wine beverage. It's a hard cider, actually, that I picked up. That is my new favorite thing. It's so refreshing.
So refreshing.
Mm-hmm. It does come in, you know, pop top cans.
Right.
Nope. And you just ice
no
it down.
No worry about bottle breakage.
It's only
no
4.5% alcohol, so it's less than a half beer, you know, one of those light beers. Mm-hmm. And it's just delicious.
It's very effervescent on the tongue also. It's nice and lively. You
Not
can
too
tell.
Sweet.
No.
It's really refreshing.
It has that lime balance.
I thought
out.
I'd just kind of come out of left field today and bring something completely different.
Well, it's way fun, and it certainly has a place for those early or long days of dedicated drinking time. I pass no judgment, folks. I pass
exactly.
No judgment. Think about this, you know, on a boat.
Perfect
or on
by
a
the
beer.
Pool.
Right.
Definitely great on boats, you know,
beach,
ice cold.
Yeah.
Great on the golf course.
Just saying.
We're not saying which one.
Right. We only endorse one, folks. We only endorse one. We just don't know if you can take it with you. So where can one find this? It's so unique.
I actually got it at Varietals on Royal Palm Point, but
ooh.
I found out from Rob, who owns, he and his wife own Varietals, obviously, that I can get it from one of my regular wine purveyors.
Mm. Ah.
Yeah, so I'll be ordering us cases of this for the summer.
I love my
Delicious.
Life and my best
and,
friend, Kitty.
You know, I think I saw it at the ABC store as well.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah, they've got a couple of different flavors, but I do like this one the best.
See, folks, that's what we are here to educate you with, these worthy wine substitutes
yeah.
from that break away from the norm. It's darn exciting.
Do something different.
I love alternatives.
That's
yeah,
right.
We
got to think outside the box.
It's Swedish. You can't go wrong.
Precisely.
Swedish water.
We're drinking a product of Sweden. It came all the way over the pond just to make us happy.
and
so
succeeding in its mission. So important. That other gentleman that you heard, that's, of course, our good friend of the show, Mr. Bellinaghi of Sandridge, our premier public golf course. Welcome back.
Hello, hello, hello.
Are you coming up for air, my friend?
I am. Yeah, woo! I've been kind of keeping my head above water the last 3 months.
It has been delightfully busy.
It's been good.
Yeah.
It's normal. And normal's a good thing. I don't mind normal. I like normal.
Right. Yeah. You like having the golf course right. hustling and bustling. That's what it's supposed to be doing.
Correct.
And with this weather, who wants to avoid being outside?
Well, we didn't have this good of weather even during the season.
Right.
It's like all of a sudden.
We've been very blessed now. I saw on the website, golfsandwich.com, that you have some upcoming tournaments.
We do have our 5th annual Bob K Pro-Am, which is a tournament I started for our former director of golf, Bob Kamarinets. It's coming up on Friday, April 29th.
Still time then for people to register.
Still time. Got a few spots left. Not many, but a few. It's a 4-person format with 1 pro and 3 amateurs. So it's a real fun afternoon.
Oh, wow.
That does sound like fun.
Get a little instruction while having a good time. Nothing wrong with that.
Should be fun.
Okay, and then I had saw that there's a couple other things in the horizon, true?
True. There's always something on the horizon at Sandridge. We got stuff going on there all the time. I got my junior team series starting up as well at the end of the month on April 30th, which is like a 5-weekend series for the kids. And it's for basically beginner/intermediate kids, not advanced kids. It's we go to see other golf courses like Vero Beach Country Club and Hawk's Nest.
And,
literally.
Yeah. So it's great for the kids to have that for them.
Ages 7 and up?
Yes. Yes.
And just out of curiosity, this 5-week program, is this something where the parents get to participate also?
No, this is just for the kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Sorry,
parents. I tried to get you into some VIP exclusive.
They can come and
spots.
watch their kids, and the kids will play like a team format. Usually golf is an individual game, but with this, we do like a team format each weekend. So a little bit less stress and try to stress the fun with it.
And is there registration then on the website?
It is, yeah. Everything's on the website at golfsandwich.com. I got a big box in the middle of the page now. It says Junior News.
So I did see that.
Yeah, I've got this, everything there for the kids is in that spot.
In fact, I thought that the shopping cart feature of the website was incredibly user-friendly. Not only can they purchase gift certificates in various increments, but then you can also book a lesson with Bella.
Correct.
You can get
you can register
for
tournaments,
there with the click of a mouse.
That's really nice.
It's been nice the last couple of years having those features.
It's a really easy tool. So when we talk about these things and you want to know how you yourself can participate or get your kid enlisted, it's this simple. It's truly this simple. Just go right up
you
to the top.
You can do it on your phone.
There. For sure. You can download their app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, we should have the new app coming up. Our old app kind of went away.
Dissipated.
Yes.
That happens sometimes. Yeah. Got to start fresh sometimes.
So we'll have a brand new app here hopefully in the next few weeks.
Okay. By summer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. That's good to know. I want to circle back around in a little bit. We're going to touch on some of the different groups, the Ladies of the Nine and the various other offerings, your one-day golf school. I mean, these
are
things.
The Ladies of the Nine. I like that.
Did I say it wrong? Is that incorrect?
The Nine-Hole Ladies?
Nine-Hole Ladies.
Oh!
But they are the Ladies of the Nine.
I'm slightly dyslexic.
I like that. No,
that actually sounds classier.
The Ladies of the Nine sounds really cool, actually.
Well, you're welcome.
You heard it first on the Bureau Insider.
We're changing things right before your ears, my friends. So we have a new friend of the show. I'm very excited because I am only semi familiar with this particular program through a mutual friend of ours and Emily. And we have on the show Mr. Van de Mars. He is the president and founder of the SPCA Horse Rescue and Veteran Therapy Ranch. Welcome.
Thank you.
Van, I have to admit, just so our listeners get a better understanding, and of course you're going to go into the meaning, the acronym of SPCA, but this gentleman, it's the first time I met him today, folks. He has the nicest smile. Mm-hmm. He just seems so warm. Yeah, he's a big dude, a big caring dude. So I'm really excited to get to know you a little bit more and figure out what this is and how we can get involved. So what does SPCA stand for?
It stands for Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
Ah, well, that's something we can get behind, that's for sure.
And the Horse Rescue Ranch is a division of it. Most people in town know me by cats and dogs and smaller animal rescue, which I've been doing many years. But the Horse Rescue Ranch is more of a confidential, quiet division we have.
Ah, yet it's blossomed into so much more sure. than just the horse rescue aspect. Tell us sure. a little bit more about veteran therapy.
Our veteran therapy is a little bit different. We're not a riding program where veterans come out and get on a horse and go riding. That is an option, but it's not. It's mostly veterans who don't know anything about horses, and they come out there just to talk to them, just to comb them or brush them, or just to sit with them and watch them, and that's their therapy. We don't have counselors walking around. We don't have group sessions. Occasionally, they'll sit around, you know, and chew the fat, you know, and you know, talk
and
about
bond as a group,
and,
sure.
yeah, and tell war stories and that type of stuff. But we have them all the way from you know, Vietnam all the way down to you know, Afghanistan war. We have numerous guys and gals that come out there and just to commune with the horses, and it seems to give them a sense of purpose because they're there, because the horses are also come to us from bad situations, neglect and abuse, starvation, you know, abandonment, those type of things. So they, I guess they relate to each other. The horses seem to understand the veterans and they seem to understand them.
Wow, that's really well said. I know that Kitty is a horse lover, has been a horse lover her whole life.
Yep.
And I've heard, especially with our connections with the Special Equestrians, which of course targets much younger
sure.
special needs children in the riding therapy right. aspect of it, how therapeutic horses can be. And this side of it, when working with adults and veterans and the caring of the horse rather than the riding of the horse, I never right. thought of how therapeutic that could be. But with you describing it, it seems to make a lot of
sense.
It's
incredibly relaxing, having had a horse when I was a kid. You know, there's something incredibly relaxing about being around horses and especially grooming them. Mm. I used to brush my horse for hours. I mean, he loved it because he was getting a free scritchin. But I mean, there's something really relaxing about it. You know, it's kind of like when you make bread or, you know, when you're doing something with your hands that is just you and you can get lost in what you're doing. It's a nice, peaceful place to be in your mind.
It makes a lot of sense. Now, are you able to disclose where this...
We're in Fellsmere.
Oh.
Yes, we're in Fellsmere.
They got a little bit of land out there.
Yes, we do. we're in a quiet part of Fellsmere, and it's quiet except for the crickets and the birds and eagles swooping by. So a lot of neat stuff there.
Wow, this is really interesting. We've actually gone a little over in our first segment. You're listening to the Vero Insider. Make sure you visit theveroinsider.com so you can show a little love to all of our wonderful sponsors. And when we get back, we're going to delve in a little bit more on some upcoming events and what's in store right here in Vero Beach. Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome, large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star.
You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the ITEX trading community, your ITEX dollars are welcome.
1-800-HI-MITCH. What's that number and who is Mitch? 1-800-HI-MITCH is the number for Mitch Maxfield's Carpet and Furniture Cleaning Services, serving Florida's Treasure and Space Coast for over 30 years. And Mitch still does the work all himself. Call 1-800-HI-MITCH. Mitch Maxfield personally will clean your home or business. Call now for two rooms of carpet cleaning for $77 or a six-foot sofa for $66. Maxfield Carpet Cleaning is a member of the ITEX trading community and welcomes your ITEX dollars. 1-800-HI-MITCH.
Oh! April 13th.
What's April 13th?
Did you know that today is National Peach Cobbler Day?
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you know that you're going to like this one? Did you know that this is Moscow Mule Month?
Deliciousness.
Who knew that? Ginger beer, vodka, squeeze of lime.
And a fancy copper glass.
Yeah, I read that on the ABC website.
Ooh. Will you be featuring them at a special price at the Blue Star?
We do have Moscow Mules. We've got the copper cups and everything.
I don't think you have to have the copper cups. You know, some places charge you a deposit before you get to have the drink in the copper cup.
Well, we like to
ensure that they
keep
get it back.
Our eyes on them. But
uh-huh. That's right. You got to watch out for people. It's like, they're like, the drink's $5, but it's going to be a $35 deposit for the copper cup. I'm like, really? Can I just have it in a regular glass? I think it's going to be just as delicious.
Don't worry, I brought my own.
But bam. See, there's lots of things we can fit in our satchels, Bella. Just saying.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Very crafty.
Well, that is great information, Kitty. Moscow Mule Month. Well, we have reasons to celebrate all the time here. It's fantastic. You know, I'm really excited, too. I had saw on the news where for the first time ever, the United States Post Office has reduced the cost of a stamp.
Wow.
Yeah. So
wait,
it's
what?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. For sure. I kid you not.
One penny?
Wow.
Two.
Two pennies. Wow. So they were at 49 cents. Now they're back down to 47 cents. And think about this. In 1860, April 13th of 1860, the first Pony Express reaches Sacramento, California.
Wow, that's cool.
Right? So, you know, not all that long ago, things are still being delivered by the ponies. And every time that we give an update, it seems like forever that the postage is just always mildly, slightly increased. And for the first time, we get to make this kind of announcement where they decreased it by 2 cents. They're back in black, and it's so exciting, and now, whoa, you guys can save two pennies. It's like, yes, I feel like I wanted to share it with everybody.
Now you want to go mail everything snail mail.
Right?
Now that it's affordable again.
Right? It's so reasonable these days. But think about this. So in 1860, the first Pony Express reaches Sacramento. In 1957, April 13th, due to lack of funds, Saturday mail delivery in the U.S. was temporarily halted. Mm-hmm. So of all of the ups and downs that the USPS has had over the past several hundred years, it's obviously somewhat cyclical, right? There's something to this.
Well, they're always talking about getting rid of Saturday delivery.
But they have it still. In fact, I saw a carrier out on Sunday.
What?
And I called upon my girlfriend to ask, what was this? And she told me that it's strictly for Amazon Prime deliveries, that they got the contract and that they're able to deliver on Amazon Prime only on Sundays. That's the only type of packages that go out.
Who knew?
But it helped to save the post office. Yeah. This is what I'm here for. Useless information that you will appreciate later.
We love you for that.
Yeah, yeah. While dining at the Blue Star.
There's
and you
gonna
have
be a quiz
small
later.
Trivia quiz. Yeah, you know, that's what it is. That's what it's all about. Kitty, what's on the menu for this weekend? Anything special
what?
That we
You're
should know about?
Asking me about the menu.
I know. Just was anything looking really pretty? Was there anything that's...
You know what I ran that I have been running? I just started running, as a matter of fact, is I've got these veal chops, and they're just gorgeous. I get the whole rack. And I clean up the rack, and I French the rack, and I cut them into chops. And then I marinate them in balsamic glaze and a little garlic and rosemary. And then we grill them off. And that balsamic kind of caramelizes on the grill. And it's just obscene. Ooh. And I did it with the roasted tomato risotto. Just to die for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my new favorite thing right now.
It sounds perfect.
Yeah, because we were running lamb for a while because it was Easter. And then I thought, you know, I do like a good veal chop. Mm-hmm. I got some beautiful swordfish in. Yesterday. It came in yesterday afternoon. Just spectacular stuff.
See, folks, this is why you listen. Yeah. So that you know what you should be dining on throughout the week. This is important stuff. Any big headliners? Any special music coming?
Well, Don Bestor is continuing his home run as being the musician who attracts the most people. If you've never seen Don, he's been playing piano his entire life. He is just incredible. And he's also very funny.
Oh.
He's kind of a smart aleck. And so... He kind of plays with the crowd. He's really fun. He's, you know, he can play anything you can think of virtually. And he really mixes it up. And he's just one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. But he puts on a great show.
And what night is he coming?
He's coming on Thursday, I believe.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So enjoy a little Thirsty Thursday action at the Blue Star.
Yep.
Some wonderful music and entertainment along with some delicious food. And who knows, maybe a little pink wine in a can. If you're lucky. If you're lucky. If she gets
only,
it in time.
Only if you're lucky.
So right before we had gone to break, we had just introduced our listeners to Van DeMars. He is the president and founder of the SPCA Horse Rescue and Veteran Therapy Ranch. During our commercial break, we had a couple questions, and Van had some obvious answers that were like, what? We just not that familiar with horses, at least Bella and I.
No.
So Bella had a question, how long do the horses live? Because, I mean, you're rescuing them. It's a commitment. Right. What's their age?
They can go into their 30s.
Really? Yeah. They could be as old as me.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
You're just getting there,
though. It can be quite a commitment if you take in a horse, say, at 5 or 6 years
right.
old. And a lot of people don't realize they get very old, and they're very expensive. They eat a lot.
I was going to say, how much do they eat in a day, and what do they eat?
They eat about 2% of their body weight just in hay. So if you're a 1,000-pound horse, you know, you're pounding down, you know, 20 pounds of hay. That's not counting, you know, their grain, which is usually at least another 10 pounds or a little bit less depending on the type of grain. So they eat a lot.
My heavens.
That doesn't count all their snacks, carrots and apples and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. They're like, I'm so good, Van.
Sweet feed.
I'm so good.
Carrots and apples.
Shoot me an apple. I've been so well-behaved today. Now, out of curiosity, how many do you have currently at your horse rescue?
We have 6 currently that are on the property.
And how is it that you decide which ones come on board?
It
must be heartbreaking.
I don't know. The 6 mm-hmm. got there. Just because that day, that phone call, I mean, there's a phone call almost every day asking us to take in horses. There's just so many in need.
Oh, wow.
And we have a program where we try to help people keep their horses by providing them, you know, food or hay, you know, on a temporary basis. Because most calls come in are because of financial difficulties.
Sure.
So we try to do our best to help at least local people keep their horses. But we can't help everybody. There's just so many.
No, that's really important that folks realize that this is out there and that there are solutions, not necessarily that they have to walk away.
Because sure.
the ideal situation is to be able to keep your animal, and it's great that you're offering them some solutions. How many could you take up to?
Well, right now we're holding at that, but we're looking at buying a large tract of land where we can take in a lot more.
And real quick, the goal is, I mean, you just adopted one out.
Correct.
That's the best
correct.
Part yes. of the
That's
story.
Wonderful.
They don't go and necessarily stay forever.
Correct. If we can take in a horse that has the potential to be adopted out and find its own family, that'd be our you know, main goal.
That's ideal. Some of our listeners, they're thinking, I know someone in a situation. I might be able to help identify someone in a situation. How could they reach out?
Just by calling us. We're big on Facebook. All you have to do is look up SPCA Horse Rescue Ranch.
SP as in Paul, CA Horse Rescue Ranch. We're here with Vans DeMars. We also have Bella Nagy of Sandridge, Kitty of the Blue Star, and a quick shout out, of course, to all of our sponsors, Foxy Nails, White Glove, Pac Mail, and the Hair Studio of Vero. Much more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. So don't go anywhere. Happy Wine Wednesday.